1882, interview with Mariana Strangel in Wellfleet, Massachusetts, Robert Brown, the interviewer. So maybe we can begin talking about your early years. What are some of the early things you remember? Your family were what?
Well, my family was really what shaped my life, I guess, in lots of ways, because my father was an architect and an excellent critic. And my mother was a completely self-made interior designer, not decorative designer. She had excellent taste, beautiful sense of color, and knew a lot about form. My childhood was very unlikely to anyone right here and my own children. I was a tomboy. I was absolutely left alone most of the time. I did what I liked. And
did you have brothers or sisters?
I had an older brother and a younger sister, but anyway, it was very different from my own children here.
And you grew up in the largely in Helsinki, in the city?
Yeah, mostly in the winters I was in Helsinki. And in the summers I spent with my grandfather, who was one of my great influences in my life.
Really? In what way?
Well, he was just a wonderful, beautiful man. He was very poor and very musical. He wanted to become a concert pianist, but he couldn't afford it. So he became a banker, and quite rich, which was nice. And he had a sister and a mother to provide for and so forth and so on. But he was absolutely wonderful. And I think he had a lot to do with my upbringing.
Mm. What are some of the things you remember that he might have said to you, or the example he set for you?
You know, he didn't really say very much, but I mean, the music was number one.
I see.
He was part of a quartet of beautiful, lovely older men, and they used to, I actually lived in a house, in his house, we had part of his house, and I used to creep downstairs and hide in back of a red curtain and listen to these gentlemen, you know, playing. So that really started me entirely. I'm not musical, not in the least, but I appreciate it enormously, and I think it was his doing. Later on, when I got old enough to drive a car, I used to drive him to concerts in our little old car, and take him back home, and he used to open his little pouch, and he used to give me 10 Finnish marks for the trip. But he was a lovely person. He never interfered. He never said anything much, you know, but he was always there.
You were very interested in music. Did you play it a bit?
No.
You have lessons or anything?
Oh, yes, I had lessons.
But
I was,
you didn't respond.
Well, I responded, yes, my knuckles did. I was hit on my knuckles over and over again. I have no talent in that at all. But I do have the appreciation.
Now, when you were very young, what were some of the talents as you look back? Did you draw or do anything?
Yes, I did a lot of drawing, you know. I mean, like most kids do at a certain time, I did very well and I got terrible. Then I grew up, you know, a little bit. And
you got terrible, you mean your drawings?
Yes, well, they did. I don't know. I think that happens to almost every child.
Mm-hmm. When they get more self-conscious.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Now, with your parents, your father, an architect, did you ever go watch him work much?
He didn't do very much, actually, architectural work, as a matter of fact. He was mainly a critic. He was a brilliant critic.
Hmm. And which meant what? He was writing? Or?
Yes, he wrote numerous books, and he was always just there and just looking at things and deciding what was good or bad.
What was his name?
Gustav Strangel.
And did you remember going around with him to look at buildings?
Or? No. That sort of thing didn't exist in my days at all. Mm. I had, as a matter of fact, very little to do with my parents. Mm. But they were there. But
they had their own life, but as a child you were kept apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nothing like what's going on now.
Mm. No.
At all.